Hello and welcome to Film Companion. You've tuned in to an exciting new interview podcast with Anupama Chopra. To catch more of what we do, visit us on www.filmcompanion.in.
Contrary to the films that I've done, I think I'm really good with emotional scenes or dramatic scenes.
I vouch for that. Yeah. I do vouch for that. Like, you put them in the deep end and the next thing I know that Karthik is like basically not just swimming, but he's like saying, what stroke you want me to go? Backstroke? Front stroke, you just butterfly? Just tell me, dude, I'll do it. I wish I had the power to say, you better do it. I don't have that power. I'm a mere struggling director.
Ram, Karthik, so lovely to see you in person, to have you both on Film Companion. Ram, you've just said this is my first interview with you. I somehow can't believe that.
I'm so nervous that I'm not even picking up my mic. This is my first interview with Anupama ji.
Please. You know, I have...
Just did a puja.
We did a puja before this. Last time that we did this, the entire day, there was no puja, right?
Last time we did it for the muhurat.
For the muhurat. After that, this is the first time that we did a puja because Anupama ji was interviewing us.
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's enough, guys.
Okay, oops.
Listen, tell me, I have to say that of all the actor-director pairings, this is one I did not see coming. Okay? You know, Ram, I've known you for 20 years since you worked with Vinod in Mission Kashmir. I think of you as a very brilliant, cerebral director who's very meticulous in his craft. Karthik, you are, of course, the country's favorite boy next door, you know, known for these amazing monologues. What is interesting to me is that both of you have said in interviews that you were exploring working with each other for like 2 or 3 years before you locked into Dhamaka. So why did you originally get curious about each other?
I think there is a boy inside me.
And there is a serious and
there's a,
artist.
There's a serious
yeah.
artist inside him.
That's true. That's actually true.
Exactly.
We met for so many things together yeah. and we wanted to collaborate, sir. And I have been meeting pre-pandemic and now that we are meeting again post-pandemic, during the pandemic, it's been years now that we have been just trying to figure out ki kya kare saath mein, kuch karte hain, jo ekdam naya bhi ho, explore bhi kiya jaye ek dusre ko and... And yeah, Dhamaka was it. And I think it was Dhamaka which actually finally brought us together on a film set. Otherwise, we were always meeting maybe in his office or a cafe or somewhere discussing about doing something together. I don't know, there was that ek wo spark aa raha tha dono ke andar ki haan yaar kaam karna hai saath mein, kuch karna hai. And it'll be a great combo. I really wanted to collaborate with Ram sir because I had seen Neerja, I had seen later on I saw Arya also, and I've so from Neerja itself I became his fan and his n number of ads, you know, he's country's topmost ad filmmaker as well, he's been there, and you know, so it was like a dream come true when we met for the first time. To mere liye wo bahut badi baat thi ki he wanted to collaborate with me, and I really felt so good about myself also that he wants to collaborate as well, you know, it's not just so yeah, it was a mutual feeling that we wanted to be.
I asked 10 actors and Karthik was the only person who said yes.
Maybe such a baat ho sakti hai. ऐसा नहीं होगा सर आपको कोई भी एक्टर मना नहीं करेगा
आई डोंट बिलीव दैट
ये हो नहीं सकता
बट कार्तिक यू आई रिमेंबर लास्ट टाइम वी टॉक्ड राइट यू सेड टू मी आई आस्क्ड यू व्हाई डू यू थिंक पीपल लव यू सो मच यू नो एंड यू वुड सेड टू मी इट्स प्रोबेबली माय रिलेटेबिलिटी राइट अर्जुन पाठक is relatable to an extent, but he's not a nice guy.
He's
not a likable person.
Not at all, yeah.
You know, he does do some pretty bad things. Was that a concern for you at all?
In fact, I love that part of him. I love that there is that relatability factor about him. When you see a person who can maybe go to an extent. He's spoiled for choices. Maybe he'll take an option A or an option B. You don't know that. And during the course of the film or the narration that we had, and during that time, I was just amazed by how Arjun Pathak, this character, is not vanilla. He's not that sweet, innocent guy. He has those gray shades. He has, in fact, it goes to a different level altogether. But वो करते हुए भी एक larger picture की वो बात करके जाता है, which is also कहीं ना कहीं the thought of the film कि क्या खोया क्या पाया इतनी भागदौड़ के बाद. So you are not showing it through a positive character. The brilliance of it was that you're showing it through a grey character कि इसने भी ये वाला path choose किया. क्या ये shortcuts ले रहा है नहीं ले रहा है वो तो film में पता लगता है, लेकिन क्या वो shortcuts लेने से उसको कुछ फ़ायदा हुआ या उसने सब कुछ खो दिया अपनी लाइफ में. सो आई थिंक आई रियली इन्जॉयड दैट. एंड वी सी अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल, ऐसा नहीं है कि सब लोग पॉजिटिव होते हैं. देर आर नेगेटिव पीपल, देर आर पॉजिटिव, देर आर, मतलब ऐसा हर तरीके के लोग होते हैं, हर तरीके का मॉरल कंपस होता है लोगों का. सो अर्जुन पाठक उस जोन में ज़्यादा था. एंड आई फाउंड इट इंटरेस्टिंग फॉर माई सेल्फ ऑल्सो टू प्ले अ कैरेक्टर फॉर द फर्स्ट टाइम जो ऐसा है. So I think, yeah, it attracted.
Having said that, I think one of the things that happens is that here is a character who compromises in his ambition and his usuls. He compromises in trying to get ahead. And while he's trying to get ahead, you should be saying, I don't like him, I don't like him. But you end up saying, poor guy.
Yeah.
Can you believe? At the end of it, you feel...
You do sympathize.
You sympathize. That is, and I think that comes from the first thing that you said, which is that he's... likeable. I don't know about that, but okay, on screen he's likeable. Yeah. I'm just not joking.
Bolo,
I'm just joking with Sachmat Bolo. No.
But Ram, is that one of the pleasures for you as a director to cast against type? You know, what you did with Sonam in Neeja, Sushmita, of course, hadn't been on screen for a few years, but here, is that one of the thrills?
You know, I've said this before, so I don't, like, I'll repeat myself, but I don't have the power for reinvention. I'm not here for reinvention. I'm not here to get people out of their comfort zones. I'm here to, he has the power. Sonam has the power. Sushmita has the power. The actors have the power to say yes or no. I don't have the power. They have to turn around and they have to commit. They have to embrace the system that I work in, which I call now a 360-degree system. They have to say yes. So if they say yes, it means that they have committed. I am nobody, genuinely. I wish I had the power to say, you better do it. I don't have that power. I am a mere struggling director.
You don't have that DNA either, Ram. I can't imagine you ever saying to somebody, you have to do it.
I know. And then the person says, yes, sir. I'll do it, sir. Of course, sir. Or else. No, they have the power. It's when they commit. It's when they decide. It's when Karthik says, okay, listen, let's collaborate and what shall we do? And then we have a discussion on many things. And then he comes up with Terra Live and I say, okay, that sounds like a good thing. And it's part of a continuing conversation Actually, I hate to say this right now, also with other actors. Karthik, I'm sorry to say, with other actors too. But it is. It's with other producers. It's with OTT platforms. Everybody's having constant conversations. Yeah. In that conversation, one, in the hierarchy of life, the actor is genuinely hierarchy. You know that this is the person who has this is my client. From an advertising point of view, this is my client. This is the person who actually... And I am in the service of the actor. I keep saying that. I'm not in the service of the character. I'm not in service of the film. I'm in service of my actor. My actor is in service of the character. So I just have to basically make sure that they are comfortable, they are respected, they are loved, they are embraced. And also, apart from that, I think that the most important thing is I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to make you do what you want. And I'll make that comfortable. That's it.
You know, let's talk about this. Because you are, of course, calling it the 360-degree system. But this whole way of creating, right? The 5 or 6 cameras. You don't say action.
Ten cameras. 10 cameras.
I want those budgets,
upgraded.
Man.
Yeah.
It's cheaper.
Yeah.
Really?
It's cheaper because you work faster.
Correct.
And Nirja also, it was 4 cameras.
Yeah.
And a lot of the time, it basically, one of the things is that the actor should not know where the camera is. Because as soon as the actor knows where the camera is, they know that, that's what I have to. And that's one. Two is the actor should not have the power to say cut himself or herself. They shouldn't say, no, one take. Because I don't have that power. My DOP at the end, in the last shot said, Ram, we shouldn't take this shot. I said, but who are you to decide? Who am I to decide? The film will decide. We just have to make that happen in a way in which there is, I hate the word organic, there is nothing called organically. It is planned, but it is planned in a manner in which it's informal, it's chaotic, but it's organized.
No, but Ram, the fact that you don't say action and cut, right? So I was doing an interview with Sushmita before Arya release, right? And she's saying, of course, they did extensive workshops and she had some idea of what was coming. But she's saying that the first few days of the camera, because you couldn't see the camera. But harder than that for her was, she said there was a very dramatic scene and she couldn't summon up the tears. They didn't come. And she said, I went to Ram and said that, you know, I need to cry and it's not coming. But there was no possibility of glycerin being used. He said, if it's not coming, there are no tears in this scene. It has to come from inside. That's really hard, okay? Did you struggle with that at all?
I mean, I never use glycerin. Contrary to the films that I've done.
Diamond for diamond, no one compares with Mervis. At Mervis Diamond Importers, our natural diamonds come straight from the mines in Africa, and our mermaid lab-grown diamonds beat all others for quality and value. Come view our brilliant diamonds, both natural and lab-grown. Mervis diamonds are so bright and full of fire, they will blow you away. So will the affordable prices. Our diamonds may steal your heart, but not your wallet. See our mermaid lab-grown diamonds and learn how to get a larger diamond for less. You can get a bigger mermaid lab-grown diamonds than you ever thought possible. And with Mervis financing, you can enjoy up to 5 years to pay with zero interest. Our generous full-value trader policy and our lifetime warranty program easily make Mervis your first choice. When you mount a world-class Mervis diamond into a designer ring from our huge collection, there is no equal. Mervis Diamond Importers. For an appointment, call 800-HER-LOVE or go to mervisdiamond.com. Again, that's 800-HER-LOVE. Or go to mervisdiamond.com.
I think I'm really good with emotional scenes or dramatic scenes.
So, I vouch for that.
Yeah.
I do vouch for that. And as you have seen, that there's a certain way that I mean, and he took to the process and then, like, you put them in the deep end and the next thing I know that Karthik is, like, basically not just swimming, but he's like saying, what stroke you want me to go? Backstroke, front stroke, you just butterfly. Just tell me, do it, I'll do it.
He's doing water acrobatics.
Exactly, he's doing water acrobatics, actually.
But Karthik, bilkul struggle nahi thi.
The thing was, of course, ek struggle ye tha ki ye character, jis hisab se ye character hai, iski, you know, you how do you sympathize with him? And वो जो एक arc है from the start to the end और इसका अगर इतना grey shade है तो वो कैसे end of the day वो एक messaging through this protagonist जाना क्या वो possible है of course जिस हिसाब से पुनीत ने लिखा था जो writer है film के वो एक arc बहुत अच्छे तरीके से वो देता है and the kind of workshops जो विकास सर जिन्होंने हमारी workshop
acting coach.
Yeah, the acting coach, but he's also there in Arya as Inspector Khan, and he's also there in this film. So, okay. As Praveen Kamath. So he's the acting coach on the film.
Right.
Right. So he was the one who did all the workshops, and so we were not allowed to rehearse with any actors. So I, kisi bhi actor se, matlab mera ek to pehli baat to ye puri film Zoom calls mein set up hui thi. Pandemic ke ekdam time par ye set up ho raha tha, so we never met for all the films that we didn't do,
yeah,
as
exactly.
But what we did, yeah. We did not meet for it at all. So we planned it through Zoom calls, from crew casting to everything, I think from workshops,
yeah.
Everything was on Zoom calls, like the interviews which we were doing.
Yeah, yeah.
And then later on, when we got into a bio bubble, I think during that time, we actors ko milna allowed nahi tha aapas mein. Actors ko set pe jab wo scene particular start ho raha hai, that's the time I met them for the first time. We never rehearsed lines together. All my lines, workshops or readings were with Vikas sir or with Ram sir. Apart from that, I think, and that was also more to do with that you are well averse with the lines, you remember the lines, plus there was a tonality maybe where how this guy would speak at a certain chapter, because the film was divided into chapters. So it was a particular chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3. And we were... So it's a different kind of a setup. I was actually in for a really new way of filmmaking. So for me, it was like a... I was like a child and, you know, in a playground. Ki meko kuch ek candy store mein mere liye excitement tha. Ki ye bhi naya hai, ye bhi naya hai. Achha, camera bhi nahi dikhna hai. Achha, ye kabhi-kabhi googlies dal dete hain. Googlies ka matlab hai... कि एक सीरियस सीन हो रहा है उसमें एक अचानक से कोई बीच में कैरेक्टर आ जाएगा यू नेवर यू वुड नॉट नो ऑफ इट सो योर रिएक्शंस वुड ऑलवेज बी ऑनेस्ट इफ यू आर इन द मिडल ऑफ दैट होल ट्रॉमा विद व्हाट्स गोइंग ऑन विद यू इन द सीन एंड ही मतलब एक सीन है फिल्म में जिसमें बहुत कुछ गड़बड़ हो रहा है एंड सडनली देयर इज अ पर्सन हु कम्स अप विद चाय लीजिए ना एंड लाइक ये क्या कर रहा है सो
That was very funny.
So the basic thing is that you can't cut it. So it just goes on.
Right.
So it's like a play which is going on.
Yeah. It's a documentary meets a play meets film. So
yeah.
He's mastered that art. And I was really in love with this. I was really enjoying
it. It happens live.
Yeah.
It happens live.
So it's signature Ram, right?
It's signature Ram Madhwani. And
it basically means I don't have to direct. I don't have to do anything.
He doesn't say action.
I don't have to do anything.
He doesn't say action. He just comes. Subah aap aao, aap apne position le lo. There's no lighting happening because it's pre-lit. So there's no thermocol, there's no skimmer, nothing. It's just like the setup. Yahan pe aake main baith gaya. He'll just come up and talk to me about something. He'll just tell me ki whenever you are ready, Karthik, just start the scene. Or whosoever the actor is.
And like I'm there. If I'm,
and then he just goes away.
Are rolling, yeah. So and I'll just say this in the camera. Because you can't, the word action it changes the cells in your body. Because as soon as you say, action! And then what happens is action, hai?
Okay.
That word action is a very dangerous word because it does create tension. You can't say, action, sound rolling! What is this? Hello. You just scared me. What's happening over here, yeah? Can't I just be myself or my character? And why should the clap come in front of me and disturb me? I'm literally over here. So I won't bore you with why I started this. I started from Let's Talk, which was the 10 rules to get to truth.
Yeah.
And how do you, therefore, I won't tell you the 10 rules in this session. I won't bore you with that. But it really is to try and see how to get the interiority of the actor. It is how to see how you can create a life before action, after cut. It's not during. Films are not about life between action and cut. It's before action, after cut. So I try and see how we can get all of that into the frame. Everything that is outside the frame comes into the frame. So now this all sounds very European.
But that's true. I have to say this about sir. He's really, he says this line again and again. Interview mein bhi abhi bola. Yeah, I'm in the service of the actor. And he really is. He's someone who really makes you feel so wanted in that moment. So loved in that moment itself. Generally also in life also. But set par. Ek aisa mahol ban jata hai sabke saath ki you really want to give your 200% over there. And he's really sensitive about ki actor ko pareshan nahi hona chahiye. Whatever he wants, he or she wants, wahan pe hona chahiye, available hona chahiye. And let them do what he lets you be as an actor. And we were doing 15-20 minutes single shot takes and they were just going on and on and on and on. And I think it's because of his direction. He doesn't take credit for that, but it's because of his direction, the way he lets you be. And that's the most comforting situation for an actor to perform in. You're not in for any kind of pressure. You're just, everything over there on that set was working, from a phone to a live feed which was happening.
You're saying that agar satellite po relay bhi kar sakte the.
Main ha main kal hi kahi bol raha tha ki wo hum radio live ja sakte the itna real tha sab kuch ya hum wo
coffee machine was working.
Coffee machine mein pehle din ye baat check ki ki kya real ki main coffee pee ke dekhta hu coffee nikal aaye. So everything was working.
But you know actually Anupama ji, I was just going to say Anu. I said, no, this is a formal interview. I have to say.
So you're doing action and cut here.
Exactly.
What you don't do in your movies.
So I'm here to, I'm trying to capture some energy.
Yep.
And in trying to capture that energy, this is some of the things that I do. There's a milestoning process where you know your lines, but you have to arrive at it. And how you arrive at it, there are various ways in which you arrive at that. So when you get to your line, you feel it. And if you're not going to feel it, then I will throw things at you so that you can get to where you need to get to.
Yeah, Sushmita said you lit agarbattis
to make her feel
a certain way. Yeah. And it did. It happened.
मेरे लिए अगरबत्तियाँ नहीं जलाई आपने?
अरे गणेश का वो
क्या? अच्छा ये पूजा जो अभी interview के पहले.
Okay, but let me ask you this. This whole thing...
Anupama ji ke liye.
Wo Anupama ji ke liye tha.
Wo aapke liye nahi tha, sorry. This idea of capturing truth and capturing honesty in a film that's shot over 10 days, you don't have the luxury of honesty and truth. And how do you do it?
No, you have the luxury of a lunch break also in 10 days. You have
but
the luxury
say,
of... It's not luxury, it's a necessity. Okay, so two things. One is... an anecdote first, which I've said before, but I have to say it to you because it's something that I really I have to say this aloud because on day five, so day one we had three or four cameras, day three then we began to have five cameras. By the time we got to day five, we had seven cameras because Mrunal Soumya was on the bridge ka set. There was somebody else on another set. There was Karthik on the set, live with Amruta. The camera's on her also, which is Ankita. And so there were seven cameras. And coordinating all of this, and there's a whole team of people out there who are trying to make this happen for me because there are 300 people offset. My co-producer, Amita, my EP, Ria, Sia, there's my first ADs. Everybody's my associate, Rekayo. Everybody's there who are trying to see how we can, you know, allow this thing to be sacred. Because what we are trying to make sure that we are trying to get a documentary truth and life while everybody's out and nobody, therefore everybody, all 300 people should know when the camera is rolling without the word action.
Right.
Okay. Because there's no, otherwise it's silence, 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 like you've just broken the silence by saying silence.
Right.
You can't say silence like that.
Yeah.
So, but on day five, so we had seven cameras and I did take one and we called this, at a certain point, people started calling, are we shooting this honest or are we shooting this dishonest? Okay, for a film that talks about such, you know, this was a nice ironic word because, so honest meant the way that we shoot. Dishonest meant, okay, listen, what we'll do is we'll just shoot Mrunal separately. Mm-hmm. We shoot Soumya separately. We shoot Karthik separately. We do traditional. And if that's the worst comes to us, let's do that because are the dates matching? Are the dates not matching? What's happening? Is Soumya coming, not coming? So all of this. So, but she was there. And we had seven cameras and we shot take one. And I said, it's not working. And so I was in with the team and discussing this. And Karthik happened to be around. He's tying his shoelaces. And so I was talking to my team. I said, guys, just forget all the seven camera business now. I'm just going to do traditional, okay? That's it. Let's just get the shot done. We'll just shoot one shot with Mrunal and we'll like shoot his shot. And then, so he's here. And this is Karthik who's like tying his shoelace and he looks up and...
Set summer in motion with the most electrifying Honda vehicles yet. Like the CR-V and Accord, with available hybrid powertrains designed to deliver more thrilling performance and more innovative tech. Summer's here. Make every adventure more electrifying with Honda. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 3.9% APR on a 2023 Honda Accord Hybrid or 2023 CR-V Hybrid.
Buy online, reserve from select dealers, or visit your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
He says, sir, traditional. And that's all he said. Nothing else. As soon as he said that, I then realized later, Karthik, the word means courage. But he gave me courage. Let's do one more. If it's seven cameras, see how it goes. Let's not do it traditionally. Let's do it in your system. I have not had an actor tell me and give me that kind of a push, who says, let's you go for what you want to go for, no? And I think that was a big day for me, because, and I remember it vividly. And that's the day that I said, I think we can work together again. And we did take two.
Oh, nice.
And it
that's
was,
lovely.
And it worked. Yeah. And it worked. Thank God it worked, because that's how you get. What's happening is that Mrunal is on the camera that's being fed live to Karthik over here, who's watching her live on TV. She is listening to him live. They are interacting with each other, even though they are 200 feet away, like you would in life. And she also has the camera come monitor, which she can watch, so that she's also has, while she's looking at the camera, she has half an eye on seeing how he's reacting while she's listening to him. So this interaction, you can't beat that with, like, let's say an assistant giving you lines, like saying, "Ha, I'm Soumya, huh? Patak ji."
Somebody goes there.
I know exactly.
Actually, that was one of the most moving moments in the film. And you did get the authenticity and the honesty.
You get that feeling. And the film, in a way, it stops. Time stops.
Yeah.
Hello, what happened over here? This was meant to be a life film. Now you've gone into a love kind of a film. Well, and you feel it. And you can see it in their eyes. And that would not have happened unless on take two, I would have like done this. Otherwise, it would have been like literally like, Karthik, your line is, "Akhir mein sab theek ho jayega." Okay, action.
Correct. You know, your film, Ram, does try and explain somewhat how the bomber is able to do what he's able to do. Okay? You try and do that. The original doesn't. Did you have problems of plausibility when you saw the terror live?
No, I didn't have it, because I think that, in one of the films that I was discussing with Karthik earlier, there's a line which a character says, "Aap logic mein kyun ja rahe ho, aap magic mein jao na."
That's fab.
If I try and, this is a metaphorical film about a dhamaka that happens externally, but actually it happens internally, about a character who holds up a mirror to you by breaking the fourth wall at the end in a beautiful sequence that Karthik has done in a single shot, which breaks in a, is it Brechtian or Brechtian? I yet don't know, but let's say Brechtian. In a Brechtian manner, he suddenly, in a film like this, he looks into camera and he asks you to think about yourself while the song says, "In your climb for ambition, what will you lose, what will you gain?" And therefore, this is a life ka dhamaka, sach ka dhamaka, pyar ka dhamaka. A character, a fallen hero, who is a tragic hero. And therefore, everything that is happening around him is to aid that statement or that thought or the thing that you're meant to receive at the end, which is meant to make you reflect about your own life. And we all have in our, there's nothing wrong with ambition, but in our own life of trying to get to where we need to get, yeah, what have we lost and what have we gained? And is it worth the price? And I think that is really what the film is about. Yes, we did go through some... because, yes, when people are reading the script, they do ask, how is it possible? How did he do this? So we put it like, okay, just for all you people who are looking at logic, yeah, we are here. But we are hoping that you understand that it's beyond that. And we are hoping that you understand that as soon as you reduce it to that, and I think that is a reductionist view, as soon as you reduce it, let's embrace the drama and the feeling. And if we can do that and embrace what is being said, not being said by thought, but by heart.
Yeah.
So,
Karthik, I'm going to end with
yes,
you. This is your 10th year in the movies.
Yes, ma'am.
It's a decade of being a leading man. What are you proudest of? And what are things that you wish you had done differently?
Aapne kya khoya, kya paya?
In another way to put it, and good luck. Nicely done, Mr.
Yes.
Ram.
I come from advertising.
fully. I'll say whatever I say. And I think it's something मैं कल भी कहीं पे ये बात कर रहा था कि मुझे ये मिरेकल लगता है कि जितना प्यार मुझे जैसे हम लोग ने एक इंटरव्यू में बात की थी कि जितना प्यार ऑडियंस मुझे देती है या ये इंडस्ट्री मुझे देती है, कई बार लगता है ये मैजिकल है, यू नो. एंड एंड आई डोंट वांट टू, मतलब मेरे को कुछ, मुझे कुछ चेंज नहीं करना है. आई एम रियली प्राउड ऑफ माय हिट्स, माय फ्लॉप्स, माय स्ट्रगल. आई एम रियली प्राउड ऑफ इट. आई थिंक इट हैज टॉट मी अ लॉट फ्रॉम, यू नो, कि जब नहीं था कुछ से अभी कुछ है, तो इसके आगे भी इट्स ऑल रिलेटिव. आई मीन सक्सेस इज रिलेटिव टू व्हाट यू आर सीइंग राइट नाउ एंड वेयर यू वांट टू बी. इट ऑलवेज चेंजेस. इट्स जस्ट द, या सो आई थिंक आई वुड नॉट हैव इट एनी अदर वे. एंड आई एम रियली रियली हैप्पी दैट, यू नो, डाउन द लाइन वो एक ड्रीम्स होते हैं कि आप पे ऐसे फिल्म मेकर्स विश्वास करें. एंड समवन लाइक राम माधवानी शोइंग हिज ट्रस्ट ऑन मी दैट ऐसी फिल्म मैं कर पाऊँगा, परफॉर्म कर पाऊँगा कि नहीं कर पाऊँगा. एंड यू नो, वी आर डूइंग दिस इंटरव्यू लाइक राइट नाउ टुगेदर. आई मीन इट्स अ ड्रीम कम ट्रू फॉर मी. सो ऑल दीज थिंग्स आर रियली मैजिकल एंड आई एम रियली प्राउड ऑफ इट.
तो लॉजिक मत जाओ, बिल्कुल
बिल्कुल लॉजिक पे नहीं, इमोशंस पे जाइए.
Well said.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Anupama ji.
If you liked what you just tuned into, then subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, Stitcher and Radio Public. You can now also follow Film Companion on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook and YouTube.